I was the one that started the 6-to-8 limit when I was chair, and I did it to protect the candidate because there was enormous pressure on the candidate to do 20, 30 debates. And the problem with that is it looks like the Republican election in 2012, which I think helped cost Romney the nomination. So you want the 6-debate limit to protect the other candidates. However, where I disagree with the present policy is there should not be a so-called exclusivity rule. The difference between what we did and what they're doing is the rule says if you participate in another debate outside the 6 debates that the DNC is sponsoring, you're not eligible for the DNC debate. That, I think, is wrong, and I think they ought to get rid of that rule. I guarantee you that they're going to be 20 or 15 debates before we get done. The reason for that is in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina, which is the first 4 states, if an important organization asks you to come to their debate, and you're a candidate, you're going to go because you don't want to look like an idiot 3 weeks before the primary or the caucus. So this is a very valuable situation. We can still protect the candidates by having a 6-to-8 limit. We should get rid of the exclusivity rule and let other candidates who wish to participate in additional debates do that.
We've got quite a few candidates running in the Democratic primary, although obviously not as many as in the Republican primary. How could the debate setup work and work well if we have more than 6 debates?
Well, there will be more than 6 debates. As I said before, for example, St. Anselm's College does a debate in New Hampshire. Now, there's no way all the candidates aren't going to participate in that debate. That's an institutionalized debate that's been going on for many, many years. And 2 or 3 weeks before the New Hampshire primary, everybody's going to have to participate in that debate whether they like it or not. So I think the 6 debates that the DNC is doing are great. They're free to the DNC because the television stations are paying for it, and the DNC can't afford $1 million a debate. But I do think that candidates ought to be allowed to participate in other debates.
So you think that the sanctions for participating in other debates will become a moot point?
Well, they eventually will become a new moot point no matter what. So the DNC might as well get rid of the sanctions because there's no way that a candidate can refuse those additional well-respected debates in these 4 states particularly.
We rarely see the electorate calling for more debates. What do you think are the factors in this election that even have the voters out there saying, we want more debates?
Well, I think that's politics. Obviously, the less well-known candidates are always going to want more debates, and the front-runner is going to want fewer. That has been going on for tens of years. I mean, that's the way it is. So a lot of this is all about politics, but I do think it makes sense. We are the Democratic Party, after all, and I think it makes sense to be as democratic as possible. I support the 6-debate limit. I'm very pleased with the network that's sponsoring them. I think people ought to be allowed to participate in other debates without any exclusivity, just because the DNC didn't sponsor them.